Florid presents Jimmy Fiddler with news about Joan Crawford, Robert Taylor, Lionel Barrymore, Ingrid Bergman, W.C. Fields, and other stars. From Hollywood, Arid Deodorant presents the Motion Picture Authority, Jimmy Fiddler. More people listen to Jimmy Fiddler's radio broadcasts than to any other Hollywood commentator. And likewise, America's first and foremost deodorant is Arid, A-R-R-I-D. Yes, Arid is by far the largest seller because it does a double job. Arid protects clothes at the same time as it deodorizes. Go ahead, Jimmy.
This is Jimmy Fiddler in Hollywood, where Marlene Dietrich may not be a jitterbug, but she has neat feet and pip hips. Exclusive. Martha Ray has engaged an attorney and says she'll file suit against Hedda Hopper columnist for alleged libel. According to Miss Ray, columnist Hopper stated that the comedian and her husband had quarreled in a nightclub and were near separation. Martha says this is not true, but that Miss Hopper refused to make a correction. Hollywood. Mary Beth Hughes, blonde screen actress, is on the stalk list for Midsummer. She's married to Coast Guard Lieutenant Ted North, ex-actor. Hollywood. The first motion picture star to arrange for return of a Japanese servant to California is Lionel Barrymore. Lionel is giving employment to the Japanese valet who served the late John Barrymore for many years. Exclusive. Following a kidnap scare involving their two children, Joan Crawford and Phil Terry have armed guards on duty at their home. Hollywood. Susan Peters, who was accidentally shot in the spine while on a hunting trip, was brought home from a San Diego hospital on Friday. Doctors have not yet given up hope that she may be able to walk again. Bulletin. Ruby Keeler has presented her husband, John Lowe, with an 8-pound baby girl. It's their second child. Exclusive. Frank Sinatra and MGM Studio have torn up their 5-year contract by mutual agreement. Exclusive. Claudette Colbert today said that after the war, she and her husband planned to adopt 3 children, 2 girls and a boy, all at one time. Hollywood. Jack Oakey and Benita Barton, who have separated and reconciled many times, are again apart. Mrs. Oakey says she'll seek a divorce. Bulletin. Joan Fontaine is in at a local hospital for a minor operation. Bulletin. Greg McClure, first actor to be drafted under the new setup, has been assigned to the medical corps. Exclusive. Harold Ramon, the actor who was accused by Lupe Velez in her death notes, was, I learned today, engaged to another Hollywood girl just before he met Miss Velez. She is Mary Jane Hodge, an actress. Miss Hodge and Ramon mysteriously called off their wedding one day before it was scheduled to take place. Bulletin. Dana Andrews, who is second only to Van Johnson among the Bobby Foxers, has been classified 1A in the draft. He's 33, married, and the father of 3 children. Exclusive. Faye Emerson, actress wife of Colonel Elliot Roosevelt, bought a maternity wardrobe at an exclusive Los Angeles store on Friday. Questioned as to whether she is expecting a baby, Miss Emerson replied, "I'm not talking." Exclusive. The Navy will return Lieutenant Robert Taylor to civilian status for 3 months to co-star in the MGM picture They Were Expendable. Paris, France. The band formerly led by Major Glenn Miller, who's been missing for many weeks, is carrying on in his name at Battlefront. Members of the orchestra have insisted on perpetuating the name of their group as Glenn Miller's Band. London, England. Following the demolition of a high school building by a robot bomb, Gracie Fields' London home is being used as a schoolhouse. I'll have more news in a moment, but right now, there's a man here who wishes to speak to you, Mr. Ken Niles.
Yes, a man talking to women about charm. But when you come right down to the point, who is affected more by a woman's charm? Yes, you're right, a man. And so to be sure of your charm, use Arid. Arid is a snowy white stainless antiseptic cream deodorant that safely stops underarm perspiration and deodorizes. Arid doesn't irritate the skin and doesn't harm fabric. It's exactly right for you. Thousands of women who understand charm swear by Arid. For instance, listen to what lovely Diana Barrymore, John Barrymore's daughter, writes.
I'm glad that people today realize that it is as necessary to use a deodorant as it is to use toothpaste or any other article of personal hygiene. I am enthusiastically pleased with Arid deodorant cream and recommend it highly. I think Arid is a wonderful product.
Do as so many stars do. Use Arid daily and be sure of yourself.
Intimate notes from our little black book, open letter to the theater owners of America. Gentlemen. Recently, at the invitation of a film trade publication, you theater men cast ballots to select the 10 top box office stars of 1944. Supposedly, you rated each star on one consideration only, the amount of cold cash which his or her pictures attracted to box offices. That being true, I shall ask a few questions. Greer Garson is 7th on your list. He was voted that position on the strength of one picture, Madame Curie. But Miss Garson had a co-star in that film, a chap named Walter Pidgeon. He received equal billing, and his part was just as important as Greer's. Walter was seen in no other pictures during the year. Consequently, he had no failures to blot his record. Yet, Pigeon's name is not included among your Big Ten. Why? What makes you believe that his contribution to the success of Madame Curie was less important than that of Greer Garson? Don't misunderstand me. I have no quarrel with the high honor you paid Miss Garson. She deserved it. But I do quarrel with your failure to give Pigeon equal credit. What proof have you that it was not the team of Garson and Pigeon that made Madame Curie a box office bonanza? What proof have you, in fact, to guarantee that it wasn't Pigeon rather than Miss Garson that the majority of moviegoers paid their money to see? Your annual selection of top box office stars is important, gentlemen, because it supposedly testifies to their earning power. That's why, when two players co-star in one picture, both should be given equal credit for its success unless you have indisputable proof otherwise. Yours with the opinion that a Pigeon can fly as high as a Garson any day, Jimmy Fiddler. It's been reported that Mrs. Walter Slezak gave birth to a baby girl on Friday. What wasn't reported was that Slezak, working at a studio, received a call to hurry to the hospital. But after his arrival, hours went by and still no baby. Meanwhile, the studio was phoning frantically to find out when Walter would return to the set. Finally, a studio official decided that time was being wasted while Slezak paced back and forth. So a magazine writer was sent to the hospital to interview Walter while he awaited the arrival of the baby. The most amusing story of the week was published by a local newspaper, the Burbank Review. Seems that a pretty girl complained to a policeman that a soldier had accosted her. The cop grabbed the G.I. Joe and demanded what he had to say for himself. "It's like this," explained the soldier. "My buddy asked me to come here and meet his sister. He said she had eyes like Lana Turner, a smile like Joan Crawford, a figure like Betty Grable, a voice..." At this moment, the girl interrupted. "Never mind, officer," she cooed. "I apologize to this gentleman. Anyone might have made the same mistake." Irene Dunn, who is married to Dr. Francis Griffin, told me about a mother and daughter talk she had with a youngster, Mary Frances. The talk concerned the child's future. "Would you like to be an actress?" asked Miss Dunn. "Goodness no," replied Mary Frances unhesitatingly. "I just want to grow up and marry a fat, jolly man like you did." W.C. Fields told a story on himself the other day that may tickle your funny bones. 20 years ago, related Fields, a doctor in New York warned me that if I didn't give up the demon rum, I'd be dead within 6 months. His diagnosis must have been right, because last week I went to see another doctor, and darned if he didn't tell me the same thing. Attention! News highlights of the week in review. Joyce Reynolds married Lieutenant Robert Lewis, a Marine fighter pilot. Retrial of the Charlie Chaplin fraternity suit was set for May 2nd. Paulette Goddard, who had expected a baby next summer, was rushed to the hospital for an emergency operation. After blood transfusion, she is out of danger. Vivian Blaine, actress, married her agent, George Frank. That's all for now. I'll be back with you at the same time next week. Until then, this is Jimmy Fiddler saying good luck to you. And I do mean you.
Arad does not formulate Jimmy Fiddler's opinion. He reports the news as he sees it. Jimmy Fiddler comes to you from Hollywood.